Hello and welcome to another episode of Literally Just Airplanes. It's been a long time. The last time I posted an episode was April 4th. Since then, a lot has happened. A lot of work has happened. Tell you a little about myself. I am a AMP mechanic. Work on corporate jets. I am experienced, proficiently at least, on a lot of these airframes, from Embraers to Textron aircraft. And I'm learning about a lot of publications when it comes to troubleshooting. And a lot of these have to deal with being able to troubleshoot using the FIM, which is also the Fault Isolation Manual, and some other big things. But today we're going to talk about the different types of colors of cast messages. And a lot of times, especially with Bombardier aircraft such as the Challenger or the Global, there are different colors you're gonna receive. Usually you're gonna get a white status message, a cyan advisory message, an amber message, which is a caution, and a warning, which is red. We're gonna go over some examples on how to find problems with different types of Bombardier aircraft, but most likely today we're going to talk about the Global aircraft. And this is Global 5000 through XRS to Global 6000 and Global Express. So first off, we're going to start with the white messages. I know this is kind of hard to show you through a podcast talking like this, but you know, it's a different experience to be able to distinguish between the different colors, and SmartFix Plus does a great job of that through Bombardier, and this can help you through all the Bombardier aircraft. So this includes Learjet 45s through the Challengers through the Globals. But since this one is particular with Globals, we're going to start off with that. We're going to pick four in each category to go over. Not going to make it super long, considering that there is multiples of tens in each chapter. We're going to go over some that are our main issues that we'll usually pinpoint to issues. So the white, like I said before, is just more of just being able to notice what you're turning off, what you're turning on, what is closed, what is open, what is auto, what is manual. So the first thing we're going to go off of is we're going to do RAM error on. So the nice thing about the SmartFix Plus, and this is not really a tutorial in SmartFix Plus, but it can be, and I could go over that in the next episode. We'll see how things go, but so far we're going to go over different types of overviews. So what's going to happen is you're going to hear the RAM on, error on. That's a status message. And what I like about this is when you think of RAM error, you're thinking of ATA code 21. And once the ATA 21 is noticed, you know, and a lot of the times you're going to see MELs and a bunch of other control issues where they're going to have the ATA chapter. So put that in the back of your head as well. But when you're looking through troubleshooting, you're going to want to understand why the RAM error on status message is put in. So the fault description is the RAM error push button of the bleed air control panel is not set to the on position. So what are possible causes of this? Some possible causes to this can be the RAM air push button bleed air control panel can be messed up or associated wiring. And you'll notice in a lot of these, even the reds, you're going to see associated wiring as possible causes of problems. Now, through SmartFix, the one thing I like is it will show you what the possible problems can be. Removal of the switch, removal of the bleed air control panel, you know, wire repair, they're going to have that as well. And they're going to be through different manuals. So for something like this, you know, you're going to go through the steps. This one has 1 through 6, so that's going to be on the shorter scale. So on the bleed air control panel, when you're troubleshooting, the first thing you want to do is be able to test it, make sure it actually does work. Sometimes you're going to have an ops check where the things actually don't work, and you're just going to have to do multiples, different types of testing. So the first thing you're going to do is make sure the push button is on, and make sure it is not set to on. So actually take that back. It says make sure the push button switch is not set to on. you're going to swap the PBAs, and then if they're good, do close out the troubleshooting. You figure out your problem. Fault remains, and then you continue on. On the bleeder control panel, perform the wiring checks for an open circuit between the pins of the connectors and aircraft ground to follow. So you get your multimeter out, and you check the pins. Make sure that the power will actually flow through the pins. If there's continuity, you continue. If there's no continuity to ground, that's when you go to step 5. In step 5, you replace the bleeder control panel. If that's the case, you order parts. You do close it out if all those do work. So the next thing we're going to look at is we're going to look at another big one. We're going to go to... APU gen off. So of course APU gen off, that's a big one. We're going to see APU generators off. This is indicating, of course, that the APU generator is off. And it's good to, I like it how it shows the description. So a fault description, of course, is anything that will explain to you what the problem of the issue is. And what I'm learning is there can be multiple issues on a cause. Especially with an APU where there's a bunch of different systems running through them. So a possible cause of an APU issue, of course, can be the GCU, which is the control unit, control panel, the actual APU, the full authority digital engine controller, or wiring. And this one has 9 steps. So there's a bunch of things like I went through. There's a bunch of ways you can go through it. There's tips on it as well. That's why SmartFix Plus, I feel like, is easier to actually read through. Now, like I said, this is a tutorial on reading different cast meshes colors, so I'm not going to go too in-depth with the actual troubleshooting through it. But now, another thing I like to do through SmartFix is you're going to have different colors through each section. So we're going to go to electrical. So ATA chapter 24, we've already went over a couple white ones, so now we're going to go to blue. And blue, sometimes a lot of maintenance vendors will have concerns with blue, especially with generators and TRUs and APU batteries. So it's a big issue. So now the one thing I like about a lot of Bombardier aircraft is it'll throw up a blue message, especially blue sign message, if there's a circuit breaker that's been tripped. So now on the Global 5000s, the Global Series aircraft, it's an advisory message. So, you know, its message is monitored already, so that's pretty cool. And it's monitored by the EMS CDU. So once you find the CDU has been tripped and the EMS has been tripped, that's where you go to troubleshooting recommendations. And it's not just the troubleshooting to find the problem. There's A through B, so the first step with this is on the EMS CDU, push on the stat button. So this is literally going step by step. Look at the CDU, you know, push the stat button and locate the virtual or thermal CB that tripped. So then when you find that, once you see the thermal CB that's tripped or the virtual one that's tripped, then you can go to that page and so on and so forth. It's pretty cool how each of them has different sections. So that was the cyan one. Now, like I mentioned before, cyan can be an advisory, so it can be concerning at first. So now we're going to go back to cyan again. And the thing I like about the SmartFix Plus is if you go to each message that can be the problem, it will tell you what the problem is. So for instance, if you're going to have 4 generators on the Global Series, on each 2 on each engine. So like, generator 4 is failed. It says gen 4 failed. The problem is the generator 4 is failed. Easy. If you have an APU battery charger fail, you know, it's a charger, it's bad. APU generator is failed, APU generator is failed. So, I mean, these are more common sense in this aspect of field. It starts getting difficult when you have multiple colors at the same time. But even then, you can pinpoint it. You can connect each of them to each. So, for instance, if you have a generator 1 and generator 3 fail, most likely that's going to be 2 failed generators. If you have all 4 of them failures, you know that the one, all of them are bad. And if all of them are bad, that's when you order parts and you replace it. And those are items that you cannot MEL, so that's very important as well. So after blue and white, we start getting a little more severe on this case. I'm not saying blue is not severe. It can be severe. But the other thing we're going to go through is we're going to go back to the ATA chapters. Let's go back. We're going to do another main issue with a lot of these aircraft, and that's flight controls. So we're going to go to yellow now, or amber. Yes, a lot of it's going to show up yellow, but a lot of people will say amber. So another big one is the rudder limiter fail. So now, something like this, you know, you got to be able to open up your spectrum of possible problems on the airplane. Possible causes can be the FCUs, the limiting, the rigging, it could be anything. But we're going to go through the troubleshooting recommendations. And the cool thing about this is you can use the PMAT for this. And if you don't know what a PMAT is, it's basically it's a portable laptop that you plug into the airplane to figure out faults and stored faults. So the big thing we're going to find out, and especially for each unit, is you're going to have a bunch of items that are going to pop up. And once these pop up, it's going to take you to that. So, like I said, it really take you to different spots. Mock trim fails. Once that pops up, it'll tell you what to do to fix. And you're going to use the central aviation maintenance computers. And a lot of these globals have them. So with globals, it's easier to actually determine where the problem is located. It gives us maintenance guys a good hand, and it gives everyone a more of a calmer perspective. Instead of ordering 6 to 7 parts for something, you order one and you figure out it there and you fix it instead of MELing something. Of course, once you have yellows, everything starts to change. You get a sound, you know, you get a different type of perspective on it. Yeah, it's going to take you a little bit more time, and yes, you're going to be billing a little bit more for hours and wages. When you have a flap fault, yeah, of course, that means the flap's been shut down. When you have a flap fail, actuation and op. So usually when you have a fail and a fault means it was starting, but then it failed. And a good explanation is this is when my first school I did was with an MD-80 series aircraft, and I learned about multiple faults with doors, ram air doors, and APU doors. So the APU and MD-80 has a ram air door in the rear, and it's a T-tail, kind of like the Globals and the Challengers, so it's a longer airplane. And the MD-80 also has a multitude of mechanisms that will control it, and a lot of logic. And the MD-80 is one of those older airplanes that was starting to get into logic at that point. So when you see something that would pop up, you see APU door fault. So when you see a fault, you know that it stopped. And when you troubleshoot it, you understood that it was starting, but it would not continue to start. The flap fail, as I said, when you get a failure, it means that the actuation is inop, so it will not even start. It won't even begin to start. It will just literally not move. So that's a good thing to learn as maintenance techs, is fault equals fault. Fail equals it will not start. Like I said before, fault means it started, but it shut down. Another good example of a different type of fault issue, we're going to go to hydraulic power. And this one happens a lot with people with different airplanes and vendors, I've noticed, is where you're going to have a system that's going to have a low quality to it. So, of course, we're going to do hydraulic system 1, low quality. Of course, low quality means it's low for operation during flight, and a lot of times you're going to have to pressurize it to actually get it to that. So when you go to low quantity, that's when they tell you the fluid temperature, the weight on wheels, the possible causes, and most of the time they'll just tell you, you know, you're gonna refill it. If it goes away, you know, you're good. If it doesn't, continue on to something else. So the hydraulic rat pump fail, once the ram air turbine fails, you know that it will not start at all. But sometimes it's not producing the amount of pressure. So when it has hydraulic low pressure failure, that means it's not getting the amount of pressure it's supposed to be getting. And that can also mean an oil pressure. Low oil pressure means it's not getting the right amount of oil pressure to the engine. So we went over Amber, we went over Cyan, we went over White. We're going to go over Red this time. And Red is where you're going to have to be really concerned. And a lot of the Red ones, of course, are Fires, Overspeed, No Power at All, Loss of Avionics, Smoke in the Cabin, etc. The big one, another big one, is Landing Gear. You're going to hear the sound regardless. The biggest one that you should be worried about, I mean, of course, all of them are worrisome when you're flying, but engine fire. So when you get an engine fire, of course, you're going to make sure that the right engine fire has been put out and it has been extinguished. Now, sometimes the right engine fire, a lot of the times, it will be a fire, but sometimes there might be a bad wiring inside the fire system. And then you have to replace that wire. Now that becomes a little scary and sketchy sometimes, so you got to be able to make sure you're with someone that's done it before. When there's a bad right engine fire, a loop, or a controller, then you got to replace the controller. And in that position, you're going to have to check to see what the manual will say to troubleshoot it, especially since that's when it starts getting a little bit more difficult. All right, we're going to go back to the ATA chapters. We're going to go back to colors again. So now when we go to message color and we go to red, there are some precautions you're gonna have to take, especially if you see it when you're taxiing an airplane or something. And a good one is gear warning. So if you are a private pilot and you are taking up your airplane, and you get your landing gear will not go up or you will not go down, that's usually a scenario where you gotta, you know, take it into effect. But when you're doing a gear swing on an aircraft and, you know, you have the airplane on jacks, you're swinging the gears and they don't come down and the message comes up, that's when you tell all your mechanics to get away from the gears. You make sure you're in a safe position, and if you can, call the person in the cockpit so you understand what's going on and they can figure it out. Make sure there's no faults anywhere. So sometimes the gear warning like that could be even the radar altimeter. It could be a lot of other things that play into this, so that's more of a troubleshoot that is going to take a long time. Not all troubleshoots are going to take 5 minutes. Some will take 5 hours. Some might take 5 days. You never know. It all depends on how extreme the problem can be to the airplane. So now, like I said, troubleshooting through SmartFix is actually really convenient because it has different methods that you can have, and that's on all Bombardier aircraft. Textron has a lot of things similar where they have the different cast messages. Embraer has their own system, and Gulfstream has their own system. So, you know, there's a lot of similarities between all of them, and some are easier to read and some of them are more of a pain in the ass to read. And I like what they do with, they show the different colors and they show what can be fixed for that. Other than that, that's really all I have on troubleshooting through different colored messages. That's basically just the basic into it. There's other things you can do. You can go a little more in depth in the troubleshooting. You can select your color. You can see what else is going on. You can call Bombardier's support channel. You can call your whatever vendor you need to work for. It all differentiates from that. Other than that, though, I will be posting more episodes, I promise. A lot has been going on with work and stuff. It's been good moving forward through a lot of stuff. And I'll give you guys more hints on what to do with different types of maintenance issues. This is Miles of Literally Just Airplanes, signing off. Thank you, guys.